there's two points to this. The first time I had actually seen it on the priority list was the 30th of November, and I'm sure that every other councillor was the same. And that's at a county-wide level. It would be one of the top six projects in the county. The problem I have is that I haven't seen it. I don't know what's in it. No person in Donegal County Council has come to us and shown us what it is. So I can't make a judgment on what this project would do for the Ranafast or the West Donegal area. I know that it's a huge amount of money. It's $775,000. That's the money that's on it. And I can't answer a question. So I find that I'm in a very, very difficult situation, that people are coming to me saying, what is this? Where would this money be spent? And I can't answer.
Some are arguing that the money could be better put into roads or other infrastructure that's badly needed in Ranafast and West Donegal. The counter-argument to that being put forward, particularly by Councillor Micheál Colum-McGillivray-Aspic, is that this money is coming from a very specific social fund pot that roads funding, etc., can't come from.
And he's right. And this money isn't granted or anything else. So don't get me wrong. The issue with any of this is, who prioritised it and where did it come on the priority? Don't we have had groups from Cuisla to Burtonport trying to progress the Greenway? They have a huge amount of work done locally here. That was number two. We were asked that we would prioritise two tourism projects. Mount Erica was number one and that was number two. And it's very hard for me to meet with them. Or it's very hard for the councillors to meet with them because they have been meeting with us over years. They've done all this work voluntary. And yet, you know, they're put down. And that's only just one group of people. We have groups of people from all over the constituency who have been coming to the Glenties electoral area and the municipal district area meetings over the years, and they're not priority either. The issue in all of this is I can't tell you what is in the plan. I haven't seen it. And as far as I know, none of the other councillors, apart from Councillor McGillivray-Aspic, has seen it. I don't have a clue what's in it. And we have a huge, huge problem. And proposing to spend public money on something we don't know what it is.